Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It is Boomer and Geo with Jerry in for Boomer this morning. We've got CeeLo back. CeeLo was doing some amazing work yesterday. I made a reference in the Knicks game. I said somewhere in the second quarter there was something that happened. I laughed at it, and he was digging through the broadcast, and he was really trying to impress yesterday. So he's got a tough act to follow. Yesterday's CeeLo was an A-plus performance. We'll see what we get today. You didn't have to screw up the warm-up show this morning, so that was a good thing.
I heard you didn't do it Monday.
Well, neither you nor Al were here, yeah. So, you know.
I don't know what protocol is for that, Al.
Boomer was upset that Bob Dwyer and CeeLo didn't do it.
Yeah, he was very upset about that.
It's above my pay grade.
Is one of us has to be here, I think. I have that in my contract.
Got it.
I've never done it without one of you.
Okay.
So it is what it is.
Cool. What you got?
I'm just looking, laughing at Gio's face. All right, we're brought to you by the Big Finish event going on now at Security Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in Amityville. Brody Van Wagenen stole the spotlight yesterday as the Mets introduced their latest addition, Wilson Ramos. Here's the line from Van Wagenen that earned some headlines.
We can compete in the division right now. And I think we, internally, we would argue that we're the favorites in the division right now.
I wish he would have just stopped with we can compete in the division right now.
But
that's fine.
Why do you say internally and then just make it externally?
Like, I don't That's a great question.
Is this on TV?
Not sure.
We're going to do this on
television? Right. Seriously. Like, internally, this, you should hear all the stuff we say internally. Boy, do we hate the Yankees. What are you doing, man?
He did hint that there could be some more moves on the way.
We're not going to ever be content. We're always going to keep going. We're always going to be looking for ways to improve. But as we put our holiday shopping list together, I think we feel really good that we can go in and contend right now with anybody.
And then hopped on with Joe and Evan, who, of course, wanted to know about Jacob deGrom's long-term status with the team.
The future will work itself out at the right time. But right now, I want to keep giving him toys to play with on his roster.
Also said they never came close to trading Noah Syndergaard and that he was responsible for the speculation because he never actually ruled it out as a possibility.
You know, Joe does this thing with like new people who come into town. Like, you're okay now, but I could hate you. You know, like that was his whole theme yesterday. I'm not going to say you did anything bad now, but if you do something I don't like, I will hate you and I will murder you on the air. That's what I will do.
He's a lot of threats.
So understand that. Okay, bro, D.
That I did not hear it. How did the whole thing go with him?
I'm not sure.
What, with Joe and Evan?
Yes.
It was short.
Oh, it was again, huh?
Yeah, it was one of those, we know you don't have a lot of time, but let me squeeze this question in. I don't know. It really, so they asked about Harper and Machado, and he sort of
danced around it as he has.
Yeah, he did that thing. Wow, you guys, you really are ambitious with stuff like that, and that's great, and I want you to be ambitious, you know? Of course we're ambitious! And then, they would laugh a little bit awkwardly. But no, it was good. They asked all the right questions. Everything I wanted to ask Brody Van Wagenen and Joe and Evan asked, they just had to do it very quickly.
Very concisely.
Right, sure. Very quickly. So Evan's like cutting off his answers. All right, fine, great. Now to this. Evan did this whole deal at the end about, I'm putting money in front of you right now, Brody. I'm putting money in front of you. I will buy 4 seats if you sign Bryce Harper. I've got 2 seats. And Brody goes, how expensive are your seats?
Yeah,
and Evan goes,
They're about $75. He goes, you got to buy more seats. I thought that was really funny.
I'm sure we can grab that for you.
Brody's never short on a reply.
Oh, no.
I mean, he's got, well, even if he's making it up, very quick.
Except if it's a metaphor. And then he really
then
screws
it up.
They,
yes.
They really screws
work
that
on
one
that
up.
Still.
Yeah, right. He's like, don't count your hard-boiled eggs until they're turned into fluid.
Right.
As for Ramos, understandable line of questioning for him about his health and durability, considering the track record.
I don't want to think about that. I feel healthy right now, and I want to enjoy my moment.
So lay off. And I want to enjoy my mommy. Enjoy
no,
my moment.
Moment.
Yesterday.
No,
moment.
No,
mommy would have been better.
Mommy
I would
money.
Have enjoyed that more. Oh, wait, did you say money or mommy?
I don't know. I couldn't tell if it was mommy or money.
I like both of those better than moment, but geez.
I don't want to think about that. I feel healthy right now, and I want to enjoy my moment.
My mommy.
It sounds like
it
mommy.
Does. You're
but I get it. Moment is what he was saying.
By the way, some guy tweeted, I think you were attached on it as well. He contended that we did not pick the right song yesterday with the Sean Payton.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, so I'll have to get the title for you and what he said it was.
All right.
We can revisit that. The Yankees will meet with Manny Machado one day after adding Carlos Beltran as a special assistant to Brian Cashman. Beltran and Machado had the same agent at the tail end of Beltran's playing career. We'll see if that has any impact at all. Elsewhere, Matt Harvey has a new home.
This stunned me.
Shockingly, it's really?
$11
million. Oh, the money.
Not,
okay.
Not the Angels.
Yes.
$11 million.
Plus
and
some incentives. Yeah, yeah. Like $3 or $4 million, I think, on top, depending on his numbers.
Man.
So, yeah.
I know teams are pitching starved, and I'm not saying he doesn't deserve another chance. He does, but $11 million?
Some of these deals, man, like the length of them are, it seems normal, but like Andrew McCutchen getting $50 million?
Yeah. How about Lance Lynn, 3 for $30 million?
It seems like a lot of teams are willing to spend the money in the short term. They just don't want a long-term commitment.
Even that's a great point. Matt Harvey, for next year, and I don't know if the Lance Lynn thing was backloaded or not, but annually it's $10 million a year. Matt Harvey got more than Lance Lynn for next year?
I don't know. I guess the upside of what potentially
what
recapturing what he once had, which there's no sign he's
ago?
Going to. Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't
crazy.
Know. Scott Boras worked his magic,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I
think I'd rather have Matt Harvey for one than Lance Lynn for three.
I would agree. Yes.
I suppose, but at least, I don't know. Matt Harvey that last year was not good.
No.
No, he wasn't.
Pitched like a 4.7 ERA.
Right. And he had one little stretch of a couple of weeks.
In Cincinnati.
Had four starts that were good. Other than that, $11 million. Man, I thought he would get like five. Way off.
Well, it's a good market this year, I guess. The opposite of last year, right? Where guys were, you know, not getting anything. Anyway, really nice win for the Nets last night at Barclays Center.
Now to six to shoot. Launches a three. And it's gone! The former Laker cast off by Magic Johnson.
All right.
D'Angelo Russell with a huge three.
Chris Carino here on The Fan. 22 points, career high.
I love Go Chris ahead. Carino, but it wasn't that dramatic.
No.
You know what, though?
I mean,
no, but here's why it is.
Not Wilt Chamberlain.
If you're doing the game, no. But the moment was dramatic because what the Nets have done this year is played great basketball for 42 minutes and then threw up all over themselves in the final six and gave up a lot of late leads. They were in the midst last night of having the five-game winning streak go by the boards, blowing a big lead. And that was a big shot for a kid who had a big first half as well. So I get your point about the cast-off thing.
Yeah, that's the only thing I'm talking about. For the Nets, this is awesome.
But
what they're doing to rebound, and Kenny Atkinson, we had him fired after that stretch, and now they're playing great. But I'm just thinking, like, he was there for a year, right? D'Angelo Russell?
It wasn't long.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever.
LeBron airballed a three on the ensuing possession. Nets finish off the Lakers 115-110. Sixth straight win, as Jerry said. That's the longest active streak now in the NBA, and it's the longest for the Nets since April of 2015. Game started with a bang. Jared Allen stuffing a LeBron dunk attempt. That's a rare occurrence. Allen only the eighth player to ever block LeBron, and he's been denied just 9 times in 1,850 dunk attempts
almost
in his career.
Almost got him again in the second quarter, but he got a part of the forearm. So yeah. He almost had it twice in one game.
Do you happen to have the Iron Eagle call of that, or could you get that at some
point? I can
get
that.
All right.
Because I saw that floating around there last night.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
did hear it, yes.
The throw stuffs the king. Yeah. I mean, is that not, that's the man right
Iron's
there.
It's great.
And the Richard Jefferson added to these broadcasts is tremendous.
Yeah, I know. He's great.
Really good.
I mean, the first time I heard him, I was like, this guy is really good. Now, I don't know what he's ultimately going to do. I think that he's probably better at in a studio where more of the opinion stuff matters. He's got a lot of strong opinions.
He's very natural, though, with this.
He is. He's great.
He knows when to talk. He told a great story during the game last night about Kobe Bryant.
Yep.
When you saw this, when there was a foul on the floor and the officials were trying to figure out if he was passing or shooting, and to give him the two free throws. And Kobe goes to the official and goes, I ain't passed the ball all night. I'm not going to. So they talked and they're like, yeah, he's right. Give him two free throws.
Wow.
But it's like little things like that, little anecdotes. He's actually a lot of fun to listen to.
Here was Allen on being one of the few to reject LeBron.
That's a hell of a list to be on. You know, he's an amazing player. I got the chance to do it, so I'm on the list forever now.
LeBron, though, not quite as impressed.
He's in his 20s. I'm in my 30s. Take me a little longer to get warmed up.
He's in his 20s. I'm in my 30s.
Takes me a little longer to get warmed up.
Because it was the first couple minutes
yes,
of the game.
Yes, correct. 1-3 road trip for the Lakers. LeBron did have 36.
LeBron also added
13-8.
I've been doing this for 30 years. Okay.
I mean, you know what it kind of sounded like?
You know, it really is. I mean, I guess he also went on to talk about how it's probably viral on social media
yes.
now.
Yes,
whatever,
it is.
Whatever.
It was.
Good for him. Yeah. So. I mean, he was like in between good-natured and annoyed by the whole thing.
He should be annoyed. They just went 1-3.
Right. Yeah, and then people were asking him, or not people, I guess one person was asking him about Carmelo because they were out at dinner while he was in New York. So he got that again.
God.
Never goes away. As for Kenny Atkinson's team, all of a sudden they are closing out these games that are there for the taking in the fourth quarter.
Our failures have now become, you know, positive outcomes.
And they got a back-to-back challenge. Visit the Bulls tonight. It's on the Fan 745. Knicks are in Philly to visit the Sixers. And much to Gio's approval, both the Hawks and Cavaliers won last night.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, this is a really nice stretch for them to gain some ground. And I know that you were arguing with me yesterday about, oh, it's so early, who cares, you're going to do this every day. Listen, when you're only, it could be, you know, 15, 16 wins on a year for some of these teams. Every single win counts.
Yes.
So this is very important. We see both of those teams that are ahead of the Knicks win list.
Yeah, Cleveland 92-91 over the Pacers in Indiana. Larry Nance Jr. had the tip in at the buzzer. College hoops, Duke pounded Princeton at Cameron Indoor 101-50.
Did you see the block that the kid had
last night? No.
His hand gets to the top left corner of the backboard.
So we can look forward to him stuffing LeBron next year?
Greg was talking about him before the season started. Here, I think this is it.
Is this where he hits
Sports
his head?
Network. No, it might look
how high he gets.
But he hits his head on the corner of the backboard.
It's unbelievable.
Look at this. Watch. He goes bang. He hits his forehead on the corner of the backboard. He's too big for the arena now. It's gotten to that point.
And the shot's like one of those teardrop to try and get it. And he still gets it before it's on the way down.
He's doing things that's really like you've never seen. You've never seen that athleticism at that size at that young. Honestly, there's never been a guy like LeBron. If you go back to 18-year-old LeBron James,
did not look like that.
Not even close.
No.
Now I know people have concerns about he gets older. What if he gets heavier? I don't know. This guy's a freak, man. He's a total freak of nature. So yeah, I mean, I know that people are all over RJ Barrett as well, but there's something about that guy that's just special. Like, he'll bring electricity to wherever he goes. People are going to be into him.
Quick mention for Buffalo, 11-0, number 14 in the country. Beat Syracuse at the Carrier Dome, 71-59. First time they beat the Orange since 1963. Pro Bowl rosters announced last night, if anyone cares. Jets and Giants had 3 apiece.
You know, the NFL players care a lot.
Of course they do. Yeah.
No, but it's on Twitter. It's like these guys... You know, I underestimated that stuff my entire sports fan life. I was like, yeah, Pro Bowl, whatever. Now, I know there's incentives and contracts.
Oh, that's probably why they care.
Yeah, well,
probably not even about playing as much as being selected.
Well, a lot of them don't even end up playing, so
Right, like Alvin Kamara was a snub, and he went right to Twitter and did some emojis and stuff like that. So
can't take everyone. So you got Saquon Barkley, Landon Collins, Aldrick Rosas for the Giants, Jamal Adams, Jason Myers, Andre Roberts for the Jets. Adams with CMB yesterday on the Jets taking the next step.
We got to get better at finishing in crucial times. When the game is on the line, we cannot blink.
And maybe you got to cut their eyelids off or open or whatever, kind of like Mike Tomlin said the other day. You got Jets-Packers this weekend. Aaron Rodgers is expected to start for Green Bay, even though he's now battling a groin injury on top of the bad knee he's been playing through. As for Tomlin's Steelers, they've got to play the 12-2 Saints in the Superdome. So much said about their big win over the Patriots. Can they ride that wave now?
Time will tell. You know, words are just that, words. You know, we'll let our tape be our storyteller.
For a guy who has a lot of words.
Yeah,
that
right.
Kind of interesting. And do their talking on the field, he says.
The bottom line is we got to consistently step into stadiums and produce winning performance when the ball snaps. And so we'll wait for the ball to snap.
Hopeful that James Conner may be able to return from his ankle sprain this week. Conner is selected as a Pro Bowler, by the way. So was Tom Brady, matching an NFL record, his 14th career selection. 2 out of 3 night for the hockey locals. Rangers snapped their 3-game skid.
20 seconds to go. Rangers have it.
Sam Rosen, MSG. The rookie ice is a 3-1 win over Anaheim. Vlad Domestikov tied it in the third. Kevin Hayes gave the Blue Shirts the lead with a shorthanded goal. Alexander Georgiev earned the win between the pipes. Back-to-back road victories for the Islanders, 3-1 over the Coyotes. Brock Nelson's 11 snapped a 1-1 tie in the second. Robin Lehner, 35 saves. And the Devils were no match for the Maple Leafs, losing 7-2 at the Rock. John Tavares and Austin Matthews had first period tallies for Toronto.
So there's the sports book is at the Rock now?
Really? I didn't know that.
The William Hill Sports Lounge.
Is that Prudential Center?
Wow. I don't know. I want to check that if we can. I thought I saw something retweeted it the other day that they made the announcement. I got to check that. But if so, that's pretty cool. If that indeed is the case, or if it's coming and soon will be. I don't know if that's true or not. I want to check on that, though. But you mentioned the Devils. It made me think about that from, I think I saw it on Monday.
I did Google it.
Sports lounge at Devils Arena.
Right. I don't know what that means, though.
The headline says, Devils give the details on sports betting at the Prudential Center.
That's what I thought, which to me seems really cool. Now we've now we've really stepped it up a notch.
Yeah.
You go to a game. Doing this at home to being able to go. And if I read the article correctly, TV's all over the place and you're going to be at the arena. That's fun.
Well,
if you handle yourself, it's a lot of fun.
Right. Well, also, if you buy a seat, and you put a bet in on the game when you get there, and you go back to your seat, and then maybe things aren't going well, and you put in a second period bet. You know, you go back. You know, why not? A
couple of different things going on, definitely.
Yeah. Headline says, William Hill Open Sports Lounge at Devils Arena welcomes curiosity and downloads. That's the headline.
Yeah, well, there's going to be we're going to see more and more of this. I know they just had sports betting. So there's a casino right next to Heinz Field, and the sports betting is there now. So the first day it opened was Steelers-Patriots, and there was like a gazillion bets that they had there of fans.
You
could walk to Heinz Field from that casino. So it's popping up all over the place.
Except in New York.
Right, except here. I know, which is just nuts. And all you guys are Jersey guys, and I'm not, and I see all you with your parlays, and you're this, and you're that.
It is fun, and you know, for someone like me, an owl with his $5 one, it's where we don't get nuts with it. Little money here, little money there, and it's fun. Like me and two other guys do it, and we hit on, I want to say, 4 parlays. We do each pick a team each week, so it's only a 3-team parlay. Now, we started with $100 each. Probably a little much. We said if after a few weeks we don't win, we'll knock that down. But we won week 2. I was like, wow, we're way ahead now, and we're going to finish ahead for the year. It's just a different way to watch the games. It's been fun.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, I mean, it'll drive you nuts. It'll all swing back eventually, and then you'll be down. But, yeah, it's fun. By the way, a little note on that Pro Bowl thing that's sort of somewhat interesting. So the first time ever, the 5 out of the first 6 picks in the draft.
Saw this.
Were either made the Pro Bowl or an alternate, and the only one who didn't was Sam Darnold. But Mayfield, Barkley, Denzel Ward, Bradley Chubb, Quentin Nelson were either Pro Bowlers or alternates, and Sam was the only one who wasn't.
Pretty good draft class.
We know why, but that's not bad.
And then you had undrafted Philip Lindsay make it for the Broncos. Good big season for him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.